So-called music sharing networks are just some of the entities that would be legal if libertarians ran the world. The 4,000 libertarians who belong to the Free State Project will settle for running a state. They're trying to recruit 20,000 like-minded people to move to a chosen state where they can run for public office and create a haven of small government and few regulations. New Hampshire libertarians have been recruiting members this week, trying to convince them to choose the Granite State over, say, Montana or Vermont. Trish Anderton of New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
If you're looking for a utopian setting, it's hard to beat New Hampshire's White Mountains on a summer afternoon. At the Rogers Campground in Lancaster, about 50 people have come from all over to mingle, admire the view, and listen to speeches for the Free State Project. Michael Badnarik is from Texas. He's seeking the Libertarian nomination for president in 2004.
The fact that we have to escape implies that we have allowed the federal government to get way out of control.
The Free State Project believes property rights and free markets can solve most problems. They generally oppose drug laws and gun control. They tend to support the right to gay marriage. Political observers say their vision of taking over a state is a long shot. But Virginia talk show host Gary Nolan is optimistic. He says if those principles take hold in one state like New Hampshire, they'll spark an explosion of prosperity.
Businesses will relocate. Manufacturing will be here. Job opportunities will be here. And in order for Massachusetts and Delaware and Ohio to be viable, they'll have to follow your lead. And if they follow your lead, Canada's in trouble. Europe is in trouble. The world is in trouble because nobody can keep up with Americans when they're set free.
The Free State Project was launched after the 2000 elections by Jason Sorens, who was then a graduate student at Yale. Sorens floated his idea of a mass movement on the World Wide Web. Within a week, 200 people had emailed him saying they were willing to move. The group chose 10 possible destinations based on their size, economy, and politics. Besides New Hampshire, some of the candidates are Wyoming, Alaska, and Delaware. At a barbecue later that evening, Free Staters get acquainted. Amanda Phillips is a 30-ish single mom from Massachusetts. She admits it would be difficult to rearrange her life to move, but she says it's worth it.
For what I'm getting out of it, liberty in a free society, I'll uproot. You know, that's the least of my concerns.
New Hampshire libertarians are pulling out the stops to convince Free Staters this is the place to be. They tout the lack of sales and income taxes here, and as local libertarian Dan Bell 40 points out, there's the famous state motto.
Live free or die. I mean, it's built into our culture here to be self-reliant and personally responsible instead of depending on the government.
But there are hurdles here. Some Western states are also lobbying to be chosen. John Barnes is chair of the New Hampshire effort.
The Westerners don't want to move east, and the Easterners don't want to move west. So the trick for the Free State Project is to convince people that they have to stick together and all go to whatever state is chosen. It'll be interesting to see if that ever really develops.
Free Staters hope to choose their destination later this summer. If they can convince 15,000 others to join them, they'll give members 5 years to move to their promised land. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Lancaster, New Hampshire.